Good morning. I'd like to call to order the September 3rd, 2020 meeting of the TPA's Bicycle Trailways Pedestrian Advisory Committee, pursuant to the Governor's Executive Order Number 20-69, TPA Operating Procedures Section 6.2, and TPA Emergency Order Number 2020-04. Palm Beach TPA is conducting this meeting virtually using the Zoom webinar platform. TPA selected this platform because it does not require the public to purchase or download any additional software or equipment to attend this meeting. Aside from the Zoom webinar platform that the participants will use to attend remotely, the public will have no discernible difference in their ability to watch the meeting from that of someone physically attending the meeting. Instruction to join this virtual meeting as well as contact information for a TPA staff member to assist you are provided in the published meeting agenda. Please note that although some members of the BTPAC are attending this meeting in person, committee members will be appearing at today's meeting remotely either via webcam or telephone. Additionally, scheduled presenters and the BTPAC liaison will also be appearing via webcam or telephone. Before we begin, I will summarize our public comment procedures for this virtual meeting. Written documents, comments, and questions can be submitted online at the website provided in the agenda. Verbal comments can also be made live through the Zoom webinar platform. When you wish to be recognized, please use the raise hand function within the Zoom platform and then wait to be recognized by the chair and unmuted by the meeting host. Lastly, an in-person visitor may submit a comment card available at the welcome table. Roll call. Staff, please call the roll so that we can establish a quorum.
I'm sorry, I forgot we're muted here. Let me do that again. Okay. Here. Eric Ferguson.
Here.
Ed Goodenham.
Here.
Michael Howell.
Here.
Jean Matthews.
Here.
Now Chagall is excused. Fadi Nassar. Fadi, you're muted.
Here.
Thank you. Craig Pinder.
Here.
Olga Perko. John Roach.
Here.
Brian Ruscher.
Here.
Bob Sabin.
Here.
Joanne Scaria.
Here.
Stephanie Thoburn.
Garrett Watson here for Stephanie Thoburn.
Larry Wallace.
Here. Good morning.
Are you here before, Mr. Chair?
All right. Oh,
did you call Michael Owens? Because I'm here too.
Sorry, Michael. I thought I did.
No, I just want to make sure. That's present.
Item B, motion to adopt agenda for September 3rd, 2020. Can I have a motion to adopt the agenda?
This is Brian, motion to adopt the agenda.
Michael Owens, second.
Okay, I have a motion by Brian and a second by Michael. Any discussion? No, nope. Any discussion? All in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? No opposed. Motion passes unanimously. Okay. Item C, motion to approve minutes for July 2nd, 2020. Does any members have any changes in the minutes or comments? Okay, I don't see any changes. Anyone wants any changes? If not, can I have a motion to adopt the minutes as presented?
This is Ted Goodenough. I motion to adopt.
And do I have a second?
Second. Brian Richter.
Any discussion? Nope. All in favor, please say aye.
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 Opposed? No opposed. Well, motion to adopt the minutes passes unanimously. Comments from the chair, item D. I guess staff, I didn't think anything about our ad hoc committee in here that we met, like an update about what happened. Is that in the agenda package? I don't think it is.
Chair, if I can jump in, this is Valerie. So we will be scheduling a second ad hoc committee meeting because there wasn't a clear direction or anything yet to report back to the BTPAC. But once the ad hoc committee does finalize whatever they're going to recommend or their findings, then at that point, the BTPAC ad hoc would report back to the committee as a whole.
Okay. I'll just give a brief update. We met. This was to look at, I don't know if everyone recalls, but we formed an ad hoc committee to look at the scoring of, I'd say shared use, maybe I'm not, shared use paths in rural areas, the scoring for those. And, I think we agreed to meet further and we're going to meet again and we directed staff to research, how these projects are scored by other MPOs in Florida. I don't have any other comments, but I thought I'd give a quick update on that. Item E, BTPAC liaisons report. Alyssa, to review, is this your first official liaison update, I think?
Yeah, I'll jump in just to introduce Alyssa. Some of you may already know her. She's been with the TPA about 3 years on the multimodal team, and she was recently promoted to be our pedestrian and bicycle coordinator. So she will be, I was filling in as a liaison, but she will be the new liaison from now on for the BTPAC. So I'll let her take it from here.
Good morning, everyone. I'm super excited to be working with you guys and taking over the liaison role for this committee. So hopefully we will get some good plans done together. So for the liaison report, the first thing on here is Rail Safety Week. Join us in observing Rail Safety Week, September 21st to 27th, 2020, to raise awareness for the need for rail safety education and empower the general public to keep themselves safe near highway rail grade crossings and railroad rights of way. For more information, please visit the FDOT website at fdot.gov-rail-programs. Safe Routes to School just released their call for applications, and that call for applications is September 1st through December 31st of 2020. Florida's Safe Routes to School program can help communities address their school transportation needs and encourage more students to walk or cycle to school. In addition, the program also seeks to address the safety and needs of children already walking or biking in less than ideal conditions. For more information, please visit srtsfl.org. That is their website. FDOT High Visibility Enforcement, or HVE funds for pedestrian and bicycle safety. FDOT has funding available for law enforcement agencies to conduct HVE operations to improve pedestrian and bicyclist safety. Requests for contract proposals will continue to be accepted until funds are exhausted. For more information, please visit alerttodayflorida.com/HVE. FDOT Lane Repurposing Guidebook, the 2020 version, has been updated. Their Lane Repurposing Guidebook includes lane repurposing projects, also known as road diets, that are successful ways to utilize existing space within the roadway, which has excess capacity or changing transportation demands. This document can be found for review at fdot.gov/planning/systems/documents. Local transportation projects tracking is now available. The TPA requests local governments provide their locally funded transportation projects for inclusion in the TIP, or Transportation Improvement Program, for informational purposes. Please email Jason Price with your project list and or a copy of your capital improvement program. FDOT is hosting a Transplex web series that will occur every Friday during the month of October. The series will focus on topics important in developing and enhancing communities through transportation that benefits everyone. For more information, please visit their website. The Safe Streets Summit is going to happen virtually this year. Please save the date for the 2021 Safe Streets Summit that will be held virtually from January 28th to 29th. More information is available on the Safe Streets Summit website, which is safestreetsummit.org. The TPA Governing Board meeting will be held on September 27th and will be held virtually. Or 17th, I'm sorry, and it will be at 9 a.m. September 17th. Final notice of the meeting location will be made available with the distribution of the board agenda the week prior. The agenda packet and meeting details will be available on our website. And upcoming conferences and information about them will be able or can be found on our website at palmbeachtpa.org/conferences. We are updating those as we see fit. That is it for the liaison report today.
Thank you. Great job on your first one.
Thank you.
Staff, are there any public comments on this item?
No, Mr. Chair.
Okay. Do any committee members have any comments or questions on the liaison's report? Okay. Seeing that there's no comments, we'll move on to item F. General public comments on agenda items. Staff, have any general comments been received?
No, Mr. Chair.
Okay, moving on. Item 2A, motion to recommend adoption of amendment number one of the TPA's fiscal year 21 through 25 transportation improvement program. Jason Price, TPA TIP coordinator, will present this item. All right, Jason.
Morning, everyone.
Morning.
So I'm the TIP coordinator for the TPA. Today I'm going to go over the first amendment that happens to the TIP each year that it is adopted. So this is basically the roll forward amendment, and this is what this is taking project funds from fiscal year 2020 and rolling them forward to fiscal year 2021. So in fiscal year 20 was our previously adopted TIP, and back in June when we adopted the current TIP, that has fiscal year 21, and that's where those funds are moving to from the old TIP to the currently adopted TIP. In total, there was about $14 million in funds that were rolled forward, and in total, it was for about 105 projects. What I have on the screen here is a short list. There's about 7 projects that I identified that have roll forward amounts in excess of $500,000. These are just the first 3. This page shows you the next 4 projects. Most of these funds are being rolled forward in the right-of-way phase category, and a lot of them are just small administrative changes to just manage the project either during closeout or to just complete a phase. And that's all I have for you at this time. If you have any questions, please let me know. Hopefully you guys heard me, I guess. Yes. Okay, cool.
Chair, you are muted.
Staff, are there any public comments on this item?
There are no public comments. I do have that Sally has her hand raised.
Okay. Sally.
I just had a question there was one project, it was PGA Boulevard between B-line and just west of the turnpike, and that's a design build. I thought that project was completed. Completed last year, the pavement was all done and the road reconstructed. So is this like a lingering last payment on the contractor, or
Yeah, if it's a fairly small amount, it's usually like close out administrative items of just kind of finalizing contracts or permits or just things of that nature. That's what I got from John Podzawinski from the FDOT. He's the one who I work directly with to get the roll forward. And that's the response I've gotten is even though projects might be have concluded, there's just close out administrative items. And that's why it's still there. But if it's completed, you know, that's most likely the amounts are small, unless you're seeing a considerable amount being rolled forward for the specific project. You know?
Okay, thank you. That answers my question. I just didn't, guess it's not significant in the terms of road construction as far as the amount of money, but I was just surprised to see something still left over from this project, which was completed some time ago.
There'll be a few of those.
Chair, I do have that John Rochester's hand raised.
Okay, John.
Good morning. Just want to put on the record, consistent with past position with the inclusion of State Road 7, that we will be voting against the amendment. So,
okay. Any other hands raised?
I do not see any.
Okay. Since there's no other comments for staff, is there a motion to adopt amendment number one to the TPA's FY2125 TIP?
So moved. Jean Matthews.
Okay, Jane, is there a second?
Michael Owens, second.
Okay. Open the floor to discussion to adopt the amendment number one to the TPA's FY2125 TIP. Being that there's no discussion, hearing no further discussion, I have a motion.
I lost my raised hand icon. This was just a comment that I noticed that in the chart itself, there were some items where apparently the information was sort of cut off. So, for example, on page 15 at the bottom, there's one where it says extend auxiliary lane along turnpike southbound entrance ramp. Is that continuation on the, it doesn't really continue to the next sheet because it's got a different project number. And there were a couple other places that I noticed where it appears to be just something happened in the chart where it cut off.
I caught that in the TAC meeting yesterday, and I corrected it and reposted the amendment on the webpage. So I fixed those because I didn't adjust the widths of the columns to show the entire name of each project. But I caught that and fixed it. But thank you for noting.
Okay, exactly. I've had that same thing happen with charts before. Thank you.
Okay, Margie, any other hands raised or people waving their hand physically?
I don't see any.
Okay. Having no further discussion, I have a motion. It was by Jean Matthews and a second by Michael Owens.
Correct.
Because we are conducting this meeting virtually, we're going to do this vote by roll call. Margie, please call the roll.
Okay, and as a reminder, you will need to unmute on your side. I will try and unmute on my side, but it should prompt you. So, Sally Shannon?
Aye.
Eric Ferguson?
Aye.
Ted Goodenough?
Aye.
Michael Howe?
Aye.
Jean Matthews?
Aye.
Bonnie Massar?
Aye.
Michael Owens?
Aye.
Craig Pinder?
Aye.
John Roach?
Nay.
Brian Ruscher?
Aye.
Bob Sabin?
Aye.
Joanne Sparia?
Aye.
Garrett Watson?
Aye.
That passes, Mr. Chair.
Okay. Motion passes. Item three, informational items. There are no information items on this agenda, so we'll move on to administrative items. Item four, administrative items. Member comments. If any member has a comment for the committee, please utilize the raise hand function of the Zoom platform to be recognized, and then the member, and then remember to unmute your microphone once you're recognized. Any member comment? Anyone have a raised hand? I think so.
Oh, I'm sorry, John. Every time. Sorry,
I had a hard time hearing.
I have John with his hand raised.
Okay, John?
Good morning. Just one question. I happened to notice on yesterday's technical advisory committee agenda that there was an item regarding the public participation plan. But I didn't see that that was on our agenda. I didn't know if that was something that was coming to this committee, or if it was going to be part of future discussion, or what the thought was with regards to that.
Alyssa or Valerie?
So the PPP does not actually have to come to this committee for approval. This it only needs to go to the TAC and to the governing board.
And I'm sorry. Chair, I do have our public relations manager, Melissa Booth, on the call. I can unmute her. She has her.
Melissa?
Yes, hello. Can you hear me?
Yes.
Okay, great. Thank you. If you look at the public participation plan, it outlines the schedule for the adoption of each of our different plans and documents. And this particular plan, the public participation plan, does not routinely go through the BITPAC, only through the TAC and the CAC as recommendations to the board. But we're always happy at any time to receive your comments. And a draft of it is on the website. You can get to that even from the homepage, a link to the public participation plan page where you can compare the draft document and also see the existing document.
Okay, thank you. Yeah, I was just curious because obviously I think this committee would want to ensure that, you know, those that are have an interest or stakeholders in bicycle, pedestrian, and so forth would be included as part of any public participation that occurs. So, and therefore inclusion in that plan. So I didn't know if it was coming before us or not. So thank you.
Sure. If you'd like, I can just mention the highlights of the changes. We did do a major overhaul less than 3 years ago, but there's no routine schedule. That document is updated as needed. So anyway, if anyone would like to reach out, if you have specific questions, let me know. But if you go to that webpage, it specifically shows you the four or so major highlights of the changes.
Okay. Any other members have comments?
I do not see any
answers. Did have one to mention was that the city of Boca Raton, that we presented our lane repurposing on Federal Highway from Camino to Meisner to the city commission. That went pretty well. So it's good to see kind of, it was one of the projects I think came out of the US One study a while back. So it's, you know, good to see that some of these studies do move forward and actually probably this one might become a real project. So, okay, item B, summary points from the July 16, 2020 governing board meeting. Information item only. There's no staff presentation on this item unless requested by a committee member. And seeing a lot of head shaking no. So any raised hand, Margie?
No, Mr. Chair.
Okay. Move on to item C, FDOT project scheduling report. This is an information item only. No staff presentation on this item unless requested by a committee member. Any questions on the DOT project scheduling report?
I don't see any hands raised.
Okay. Item D, the next meeting is October 8th, 2020. Our next BTPAC meeting is scheduled October 8th, 2020. We will provide information in the near future regarding where and how that meeting will be conducted. Thank you for your patience with us as we conducted this virtual committee meeting today. At this time, our committee meeting is adjourned.